Good morning. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report. Governor Jerry Brown is meeting with public health officials and union leaders this week to prepare California hospitals for a potential case of Ebola. There are no known cases in the state right now. The California Nurses Association wants to go above and beyond new safety guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control. Nurse Katie Reamer was part of the group that met with the governor yesterday and asked him to mandate the higher standards.
So that they have to use the highest optimum level of personal protective equipment and mandate the training so that the hospitals put it in place and we can safely take care of the patients, be safe ourselves, and protect our communities.
Meanwhile, federal authorities are routing passengers from West African countries affected by the Ebola virus to one of five airports. None of those airports are here in California, but the California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas says the state's busiest hub, LAX, is taking precautions anyway.
L.A. County's public health chief, Jeffrey Gunzenhauser, says he's working closely with a handful of U.S. airports now screening all passengers who arrive from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. He says if any of those passengers are then headed to LAX, his office will know about it.
So this will really provide us a great opportunity to monitor the individuals who've just traveled from West Africa to Los Angeles County.
On Monday, L.A. Congresswoman Maxine Waters requested a meeting with LAX officials to get more information about screening procedures. Spokeswoman Nancy Castles says LAX is currently working with long-established guidelines.
For receiving passengers who exhibit symptoms either for Ebola or other types of communicable diseases.
Castles says that includes examining any potentially infected passengers and sending them to designated quarantine locations. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles County supervisors are taking a major step towards modernizing their voting system. On Tuesday, they approved a $15 million contract to design a touchscreen system that would replace the current paper and ink process. The computerized voting machine would print out a paper ballot to be tallied. LA County hopes to have the full system up and running by the 2020 election. Our California Election Watch 2014 coverage heads to Orange County this morning. In this former Republican stronghold, the party is fighting hard to reclaim two seats in the legislature now held by Democrats. From KQED's California Politics and Government desk, John Myers takes a closer look.
There's nothing a politician likes more than a firm yes to the magic question.
Do you think your mother-in-law would consider voting for me?
They're going to vote for you already.
Oh, already is a yes? Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Well, Sharon Quirk Silva is an incumbent Democrat seeking a second term in the state assembly from Orange County. On this warm Southern California morning, she's knocking on doors in the heart of middle-class Fullerton. Voter Stephen Logwood stands on his front doorstep and puts Quirk Silva on the spot.
Now, how are your issues different from Kim's?
Well, I think one of the things that really...
Your commercial made her look kind of mean.
Well, it's a tough battle.
And on the other side of the state assembly battle is Republican Young Kim, also knocking on doors in Fullerton.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Young Kim was a longtime Orange County congressional aide. Her message in Fullerton, Buena Park, and all across the district, voters here can block Democrats from holding a supermajority of seats in the state legislature. And supermajorities can override vetoes or raise taxes.
We need to break it now. The time is now. If we don't do it, we may be stuck.
The two candidates, one Hispanic American, the other Asian American, reflect a district where policy, party, and ethnicity are all swirled into a politically uncertain mixture this election season. It's the same combination in Orange County's other big race this fall.
One of our big messages, election day is today. You know, a lot of these folks have ballots in hand, and we want them to submit them.
During a lunch break at campaign headquarters, Democrat Jose Solorio rallies volunteers backing his bid for the state Senate.
You know, we're running on big themes of the state saving money, paying down debt.
There's no incumbent in this race, but here too, a Latino Democrat, Solorio, is running against an Asian American Republican, County Supervisor Janet Nguyen, whose family emigrated from Vietnam when she was 5 years old.
People have asked me, what makes you any different than any other Republican? And I've said, you know, is that Democrats can't say, I don't know how it is to be poor. I've been there on welfare, food stamp.
These two races are the legislative blockbusters of 2014 in California. Combined, some $10 million has been spent, much of it, on some pretty nasty TV ads.
Before she ran for state assembly, young Kim's only job was working for a Washington politician.
Jose Solorio voted against Prop 13 in the assembly.
Supervisor Nguyen voted for a $400 fee on seniors.
And anyone else who needs advanced life support.
I don't know why Sharon Quirk Silva is doing this. There's no way I can afford 12 more dollars every time I have to fill up.
We can't afford two more years of Sharon Quirk Silva.
All of the candidates are counting on loyal party supporters, but what will motivate the rest of Orange County's diverse electorate?
They're very fascinating races.
Scott Lay is the publisher of the state government and politics website Around the Capitol and an Orange County native.
Are voters looking at candidates with party loyalty or ethnic loyalty first? And then is ethnic loyalty, particularly in the Asian American community, broken down by Koreans, Vietnamese, Chinese, Filipinos?
In these assembly and Senate districts, voters have leaned right, then left in the last two general elections. That makes this outcome anything but certain.
Nice to see you, Blanca.
Very nice to see you.
Thank you.
Back in Fullerton, just a few blocks from where she taught school for more than 20 years, Democratic Assemblymember Sharon Quirk Silva hopes voters will see what she sees, an improving economy.
If we just drive down a few blocks from here, there's many new homes being built, everything from market rate to single family homes, several projects being built and people buying the homes.
Republican challenger Young Kim thinks Democrats haven't done enough.
This district, traditionally, historically, if you look at it, has been held by Republican legislators.
There's no clear sense of how voters here will or should decide what mix of personal and party they want as their voice in the legislature. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Orange County.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, October 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, rating hospitals, doctors, and long-term care. Smarter choices start at calqualitycare.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.